Mahmud's Diary, July 25, 1912, Boston. As Abdu'l-Bahá had said he intended to leave Boston for Dublin, the friends and seekers gathered at the hotel. He encouraged them to lead fruitful lives and to overcome self and desire. Consenting to a request of Mr. Kinney, the master paid a visit to Greenacre. When he got there, two Arab seekers fell at his feet, crying, "O thou the Prophet of God!" He lifted them with his own hand, saying, "I am Abdu'l-Bahá, the servant of Bahá." At 4 p.m. in the afternoon, Abdu'l-Bahá left Boston, and by 7 p.m., he was gracing the gardens of Dublin. The master took up residence in one of the two houses Mrs. Parsons had specially prepared for him, which was furnished with every comfort. However, the master said that we must bear our own expenses. Mrs. Parsons had hoped that the arrival of the master would remain private so that he might rest a little. When Abdu'l-Bahá learned of this, he said, "We have come for work and service and not for leisure. We must render service to the threshold of the blessed beauty and must make such servitude the cause of our solace and the joy of our souls. As this place is a summer resort and many prominent people are present, therefore, unless they should themselves ask, the friends should not teach openly. They must deal with them with perfect dignity and honor." Continuing, he said, "Consider where we came from and where we are now in Dublin, here in America. We must offer thanks for the assistance and protection of the Abha beauty, that we may breathe a breath in the path of servitude." He then gave an account of the life of Haji Abdul Qasim, an indigo merchant, and the restoration of his grave. "He was," he said, "one of the servants of the Blessed Beauty. My first thought on arrival in Egypt was to repair his tomb." Similarly, he spoke of the good intentions and sincerity of Agha Muhammad Taqi Isfahani, who is residing in Egypt. In the evening, he enjoyed his dinner and ate in good health and happiness.